I don't like electric storms, and I don't like windstorms.
Seen the rain?
Clouds. Sometimes it's almost like a cloudburst.
Heard of that.
But you wouldn't call it that.
I would never use it.
We haven't.
This has been a windy day.
All right.
Day.
Yes, I'd like to get that again.
The wind blew all day.
What did I say? The wind blew it all day, I guess. Yeah. Wind. What do you do? What are they good to you then? If you just. What do you use them for?
Well, say you have a.
Heavy fog. Fog.
Yes, fog.
Day.
Foggy day.
Foggy day.
Yes.
Her niece married a man from Worcester, Massachusetts, and of course he was very Eastern. And his mother's name was Ella. Ella, of course we say Ella. And he said it's Eller here and Eller there. And he always called me Berdiner. My name's Berdina, and he always called me Berdiner. And he spoke about corset steels, and he said corset, corset steel. And there's so many words that he would say that way. And now that was just perfectly natural for him to say those things because he was from the...
He was from Eastern England, I take it.
That's the language he was brought up with.
Yes, and...
he was a wonderful person.
Well, you see, one of
the... A musical family, one Sunday evening they were here visiting, and some friends of ours from Hicksville came out, and they were musical. And she was quite affected, and John, their son, when he didn't say understand, but he'd say, huh? And she said, beg pardon. So the next morning, Lester was out, and I said, what did you think of Miss Card? And he said, Berdiner, she's got a lot to learn.
A long dry spell, what would you call that? A long dry spell.
We call those a drought, don't we?
And what would you call it?
I suppose I'd just say it's been dry. I don't know. I don't think I'd say drought. I just think I'd say it's sure been dry.
Yes.
That's probably what I'd say. It's sure been dry.
Okay.
I hate this awful dry weather, but I don't like it wet like it's been.
Just simply
the wind's rising.
And what expression would you use, girl? The same, or? The
same, I suppose. Wind is rising. I had something before she spoke, and I lost what I was going to say.
I'm not sure I recorded that with
you. The wind is rising.
Thank you.
The wind is going down.
Yes.
No, that was...
Going down. The wind's going down.
We've had a...
Frost.
Yeah, we've had a first frost.
Froze over.
Mm-hmm. Froze over.
Some beans, I want to get rivey.
Well, I
need it that soon.
Or let's say 2 months.
Well,
that's two. That's to hope for.
Yeah.
The room we are in right now, what would you call it?
Dining room.
All right, and the room just beyond here?
Living room.
And on beyond that?
Bedroom.
And the
kitchen.
Here?
Kitchen.
And upstairs you would have?
Bedrooms.
And you have a section in a house above the bedrooms, on a section?
That's the attic.
Well, you call it either what you want, the attic or garret. I always call it garret.
All right.
Maybe someone will glorify it, call it something else.
I think I've always called it the attic.
Yes, okay, fine.
Tonight, when we were eating, I wish we had one of those ladders that goes up, you know,
the ceiling, and then you go up in the attic with those.
You just press a button and they come up and you can pull them down.
Overhead stairway,
something like that.
I don't know
just exactly, but Earl's nephew's son has one, and they're so sort of nice because I can't go up on the stepladder anymore.
We use that for kind of a storage room, and things that you don't support to ever use again, and put them up there, you'd destroy them.
Yes.